Case number 10722, Thomas and Lisa Carrico, east of Bayshore Drive, south of West Mint Place, being lot 63 within Mulberry Knoll Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmine, and I represent the applicants Thomas and Lisa Kirikoff, who are seeking a 2.3-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for existing cantilevers on the front of their residence. Now, this property was formerly owned by Catherine and Andrew Leary, and it was foreclosed upon by Deutsche Bank and sold by the sheriff of Sussex County on March 16, 2010. It was sold to Deutsche Bank, being the highest and best bidder at the sheriff's sale. Deutsche Bank subsequently sold the property to the applicants on September 8, 2010, at which time a 2003 survey was located, which disclosed that the cantilevers encroached into the front yard setback. This home was built in 1981. Unfortunately, the applicants have no knowledge as to the circumstances surrounding the construction of this home. It's possible that the original contractor believed that the cantilevers were akin to maybe an ornamental structure under Section 115-181B, as they do add depth and character to the architectural design of the structure and would have been permitted to extend 24 inches into the setback, and they just weren't sited properly. Unfortunately, we don't know. Tonight we are seeking the 2.3-foot variance to resolve this encroachment. Again, the applicants were unaware that there was any violation until just days before closing. The seller was also unaware, being their foreclosing lender. This property does have unique physical circumstances or conditions. This hardship was not self-created by the applicants or even their predecessor in title, Deutsche Bank. It was presumably created by the original owners, Catherine and Andrew Leary, back in 1981. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code at this juncture, as it would be necessary to remove the cantilevers from the front of the structure, which have been in place for over 29 years now, and the removal of which could potentially impact the integrity of the roof design and system. Therefore, it's necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the cantilevers have been a permanent fixture on this structure since 1981. And therefore, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for the reasons stated tonight, I respectfully request that the board approve the variance as requested. I thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Ms. Carmine, thank you for addressing the standards so well. Appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as I stated, the applicant's representative has addressed all the standards for granting a variance and has convinced me that the request does meet the standards, and therefore I make a motion to approve case number 10722.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10722. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Yeah.